Hey everyone out there in Podcast Nation, it's the Beer Baroness, and it is a hot, steamy Tuesday night here in the Bluegrass State. So naturally, I'm coming to you live from my hot, sticky front yard, listening to the crickets. And I was supposed to talk to you guys about Peach Dodo from Rheingeist a couple of weeks ago, but life got in the way and I wasn't able to do it, so I'm coming to you tonight to talk about Peach Dodo. Now, this is a Gose summer beer from Rheingeist, and Gose is just a fancy schmancy word for sour beer. And it's available May through September. And out the gate, the name is so fun. I mean, I had mentioned before that sometimes the name of a beer, if I don't know really anything else about it, if I don't know anyone that's had it, I will buy a beer based off of its name. And the name Dodo is just a damn funny word. And peaches, well, who doesn't love peaches in the summertime? I mean, peaches are synonymous with summertime. Like, apple pie is synonymous with America. And I promise that is the last fruit pun you're going to hear out of my mouth tonight. Now, this is a 4.4 ABV. And, you know, that excites me too, because, I mean, that's pretty low. And you think to yourself, wow, I could take down a few of these whilst getting my summer on and still be able to function. But unfortunately, I don't want to take down even half of one of these beers. And right away, I'm going to tell you that I'm rating this beer as Bud Light flushed this shit down the toilet. And I'm only saying that right away because this beer is terrible. And it pains me to say that about Rheingeist beer, because I normally like most of their beers, and it especially pains me to say this about a Gose, because I really do like sour beers. They're one of my favorites. But Peach Dodo is pretty much peach doo-doo. And excuse me a moment while this gets graphic, but the taste is nothing like peach, but that of stomach bile, because it's too damn salty. And that mixed with sour produces a very vomit-like taste for me with this beer. Now, I gave it another whirl because I thought the first time I drank it, I was being too picky. But I've had other peach-flavored beers, and this wasn't good the first or second trip. And when I mentioned this beer to my sister and told her I was going to review it, she said, oh girl, yeah, that tastes like vomit. And I've had a couple of other people tell me that they thought it tasted like vomit as well. And I could have swore that I heard that when they first made Peach Dodo, that it wasn't very well received. So they remade it. And I still think it tastes like puke. I don't like this beer at all. So, I mean, we can talk about some other aspects of the beer, like the can. And, you know, the can design is very basic, as are most of Rheingeist brews in the 8-ounce cans. Their signature skull head, looking like a liquid drop, adorns both their 8-ounce and 16-ounce cans. And usually there are only different color stripes on the 8-ounce cans. And the 16-ounce cans are the more specialized, hard to find, only avail for a limited time brews. So their can is different. And, you know, I'll give the can design a 2 out of 5. Nothing special that makes this can stand out, but I'll give it a 2 because, like I said, there's a skull and I love little creepy things. So, 2 on the can. Taste is obviously a 1. I mean, this is nasty shit. So, again, rating this beer, Bud Light, flush it down the toilet like the shit it is. And not even the funny name can save it. Because after all, we're drinking beer for the taste, not the damn name. So yeah, You could say I'm pretty disappointed given the quality beers Ryan Geist normally produces. And I really hope nobody purchases this beer. But I do have a 4-pack in my fridge right now from Ryan Geist. And it's a Nitro Peach Cobblestone. And then I did see today that there's a new one out called Y'all Peachy from Ryan Geist. So hopefully these other peach brews are all peachy keen, because Peach Dodo tastes like ass. And I think I'm going to actually do a sequel to this podcast. Hopefully it's better than this one, because I'm going to review that Peach Nitro that I have, that Cobblestone. And I think I'll do that Y'all Peachy as well. Because, like I said, I do love Peach and I do love Ryan Geist. So I'm hoping that, you know, in movie world, the originals are usually better. And the sequels are subpar. So in this case, I'm hoping that the sequels are better than the original. So I guess you guys are just going to have to stay tuned to, you know, find out if those are good or not, unless you want to pay the $10 for 4 16-ounce cans or $10 for 6 8-ounce cans. That's the price on Ryan Geist. I kind of rhymed. But I'm going to be wrapping this podcast up because I think a skunk has wandered into my yard. I smell it and I don't want to get sprayed. All right, Beer Baroness out. Hope you guys have a great week.